I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So usually we have a lot of fun on my show, and I tend to try and keep things lively, but today we lost Rush Limbaugh, 70 years old, passed away of cancer after a long battle with cancer. And I just felt, the need to give almost like a monologue or just a remembering Rush Limbaugh. Every household growing up, we all grow up in a household with some sort of voice in our background of our entire childhood. Many people grew up with the voice of Casey Kasem. Maybe it was a comedian. There was always somebody in your house growing up or in your car. And for my family, it was Rush Limbaugh. I grew up surrounded by Rush Limbaugh. My father listened to nobody more than Rush Limbaugh up until he passed away today. My father has listened to Rush since the day I've been born. I remember the first books I ever remember seeing were Rush Limbaugh books on my dad's desks at our house. It was just always on. It was always on. Hearing Rush's voice on a car trip, it drove my mother nuts. Do we have to listen to Rush? Yes, we have to listen to Rush. And just growing up, I was always listening. And a big part of my career, I really do believe, was thanks in part to Rush Limbaugh. Because I didn't grow up listening to music. I tell people that all the time. I didn't get into music until I started college in 2004. Because I was raised on talk radio. My father always had talk radio on since the day I can remember. We listened to music, but the majority of time, time in the car, I spent with my dad, and we listened to Rush Limbaugh. So I grew up around talk radio, and I think that's kind of where I developed my skill to talk. I developed my skill to tell stories and just form opinions. Listen, I know Rush Limbaugh wasn't for everybody. That's not what I'm here to discuss. I'm not here to discuss politics, his political views. I'm here to discuss a man who helped form not only my career, but so many other people's careers and lives, and just having a voice as important as his to people. I'm not saying his voice was important in the sense that if we didn't have it, the country would fall apart. I'm saying it's a voice that many people relied on for years to help them through a hard day, to help them just get through their day, to make their ride home easier. And I base everything I do in my career is exactly that. I try and think of that. You know, for me growing up, Rush Limbaugh was just a comforting voice to hear. Even if I wasn't paying attention to what he was saying, the voice was there. It was just like another person home. And that's what I try and do. Besides being entertaining, I try to just be a voice that gets you home, a familiar voice, a voice that can help out on a rough day or a great day. And it really stinks losing that voice that I've had since I can remember. He's one of the voices would go my mom, my dad, my brothers, and then Rush Limbaugh, because he's just been there since I've been born. He has been there. If you don't know, Rush Limbaugh started being a baseball announcer, calling baseball games, and he just worked his career up into the stardom that he had up until he passed away today. And I think a lot of people, they just formed an opinion about him because it wasn't their side, what they believed in, and that was the end of it. And I understand that. That's very easy to do. But in a radio perspective, in my opinion, he was just more than a talking head. He was more than a conservative voice. He was a very smart radio personality, a big personality. And I've seen a lot of people in radio today who are not on the view side of Rush Limbaugh saying, regardless of what you think of his side of his opinions, he was a talent that we cannot forget. And that's exactly it. He is such an amazing talent. He is one of the few people I never got to meet, and I always wish I could meet. Whenever you see those surveys that say, who would you like to have dinner with? He was one of the people I always put in there because I just would have loved to pick his brain to see how he manages hard days. Because listen, he probably got more hate mail than anybody else in the world. I'm sure he got tons of fan mail, but the hate mail as well. And being on the radio and getting, you know, negative reviews, having people tell you you stink, it stings. I couldn't imagine how bad it stung for him. So there was just, and you know, how to keep things tight, how to keep things focused. There were so many questions I would have loved to ask him. Unfortunately, he passed away at the age of 70. But it's just a very hard thing to realize now that he's gone. That voice of my childhood is gone. And I guess that's kind of getting older. You know, your childhood voices disappear. They're gone. And it's like an old friend has passed away. And I don't know if I'm going to find a new radio friend to drive home to drive to work to. I don't think you're going to find someone that can replace his show, his voice, and what he brought to radio. Because he did bring a lot to radio. I'm going to wrap it up by just saying, you know, my prayers are with Rush's family, all his supporters, all his friends, all his everybody that he touched in their lives. And maybe I wasn't able to talk to him in this lifetime, but maybe in another life, I'll be able to talk to Rush and I'll be able to just pick his brain and maybe he can analyze my career from the heavens. So God bless you, Rush Limbaugh. Thank you for all the memories and thank you for helping shape my radio career and being an inspiration to do what I do and love what I do.